to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Friday!
Go Friday!
Welcome to it! Ooh.
Couldn't have come quick enough.
Yeah.
To be completely
honest.
It was
like our first full week of work in a couple weeks.
Yes. Which is always the hardest week ever.
We're like, oh, we got to do a regular amount of work.
Ew.
Yikes.
That sounds gross.
It's even worse when you go to start your car and your car says, no, man, I'm good.
This driveway is where I will stay today.
I am fine, and I will sleep in today, Dad, if you don't mind.
That's what happened with your car this morning?
I was like, all right, touche, son. You just lay here, and I'll take wife's car. So as you know, or if you don't know, my wife, Brooklyn Dana, and my son, Justin, went to Florida to visit her parents, my in-laws, for 16 days yesterday. So
that's
they
exciting.
Left yesterday, which means they left her car in the driveway. So I was able to take her car. I got to get my car checked out. I don't know what's going on. I think it's the battery. But and maybe it's because the last time I changed the oil, they said, hey, your battery's not looking good.
And you didn't change the battery?
Nah, I was like, yeah, it's a battery.
It'll be fine.
It's a battery. It'll fix itself.
Right? That's what batteries do?
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, it's still not, it's still there. It's the battery is still being a problem.
So you have your wife's car this morning.
Yeah.
Well, I too had car issues this morning at midnight. Let me tell you.
What were you doing at midnight?
I was sleeping peacefully, as I should have been at midnight.
Yeah.
So my mom and son did the reverse of your wife and son. They left town. My mom and my 8-year-old came home from Washington State. So what I did yesterday was I took my car and parked it in the economy parking lot at Mesa Gateway because it's 45 minutes from my house. Yeah. I don't want my mom and kid Ubering at midnight. I just don't.
Yeah.
So it's,
and you don't want to go pick them up.
Absolutely not.
At midnight.
Exactly. And actually, they should have been in 2 hours earlier. Their flight was delayed. That's not the point. Either way, I don't want them Ubering past 8 p.m. I just don't want my kid in some stranger's car past 8 p.m. Okay?
Yeah.
So my best friend, Heather, followed me to Mesa Gateway yesterday. I dropped my car off, got in her car. She brought me home. All fine. My mom has my spare fob. Take a picture of where it's at in the parking lot. Send it to her. We're good to go. This is not the first time we've done this, okay?
Right.
We're kind of seasoned pros at this point. I'm sleeping. And I really needed sleep yesterday because I was just emotionally and mentally exhausted yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm out. 12:09, my phone starts blowing up.
Oh,
it's
no.
My mom. My key fob is dead. My mom can't get in the car.
Oh, no.
Can't get in the car. And I'm like, crap. She hates Ubering, period. And I'm like, I'm going to have to go get these guys. Like, I'm going to have to drive at midnight, 45 minutes one way, just to go get my mom and my kid. Right?
How are you going to drive if your car is at the airport?
I have my mom's car. My mom's Mustang was at the house. So I'm like, trying to wake up, trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to do. Finally, it dawns on me, Cheyenne, your car has a manual key. So I have to explain to my mom how to open up the key on my fob.
Yeah.
Then I have to explain to her. God love her. I'm so glad she's sleeping right now. I have to explain to her because she's not car savvy. I had to explain to her how to pop the handle on my Elantra. Because you, in order to use the manual key on the handle, you have to open it, put the key into the hole on the bottom, which it's dark, and pop out the corner of my handle to get the key into the car. Okay?
Holy, that does sound complicated.
It was complicated because I've never had to do it, so it was on. So she gets it open, tears her finger open. Now she's bleeding everywhere.
Oh, no.
It really wasn't that bad. I'm being really exaggerative about that, but she did hurt herself. Like, she was bleeding. And so then I had to explain to her how to... So if you don't know this, which I didn't know until last night, I had to Google how to use my own car. Because my fob's never died at midnight. You can start the car with a dead fob. But you have to... Instead of using your finger for the push start, your key fob has to be touching... Like, your key fob has to do the pushing.
Yeah.
So that it can sense that your key is in the car.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So at 12:30 last night, because now it's 12:30.
Oh my God.
I am having to Google how to use my car because my key fob is dead. Because why would I know that the fob is dead?
Yeah.
She's got the spare. How would I know that? I had no idea.
So at least you didn't have to go get that.
I haven't slept, Nico.
Oh no.
Because now I'm stressed out that they're not, like, she's tired, my kid's crying, he's freaking out. Like, I have not slept. Oh. I'm so tired.
We're going to make this a very abbreviated version of Nico and Cheyenne here on Camel. For the next 4.5 seconds, we will wrap up the show. So Cheyenne can get
some sleep. I'm going home.
Dang,
yeah,
man.
That was my midnight.
Well, I'm glad it all worked out at the in the end.
They got home.
There we go. Hey.
It was a disaster.
And the crowd goes wild.
It was a disaster. But here's my advice to anyone who has a car. Know how to use it in case of emergencies.
Smart. All right, y'all. Well, prayers go to you and your family.
Thanks.
7:30 a.m. We will play the secret sound. We've had a lot of great guesses.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes in the dryer.
Ice maker.
Shelves falling.
None of those. None of those are correct.
Yeah. But you will get a chance coming up at 7:30 right here on Camel. Good morning, y'all.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Travis has been using the I'm a broke college kid excuse far too long.
Oh, okay.
So long that he hasn't gotten his dad a birthday present for the past couple years.
Okay, that's wild.
Right?
That's wild.
So what are we going to do?
Tell him he needs to buy a birthday present?
We're going to break the news that it's time to pony up, Trav.
I love this.
Hello.
Hi, is this Travis?
Who's this? Why do you keep calling me, man?
Hi, Travis. My name's Nico. I am from Nico Breaks the News. I have breaking news for you today.
Okay.
I have news from your dad, Tom.
Really? What does my dad want?
He actually wanted me to let you know that his birthday's coming up in a few weeks. He's excited.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And he has some gift ideas for you this year. He said, no using the broke college kid excuse anymore, Travis. Sorry, bud.
I guess I used it a couple times. All right.
All right, Travis. Well, let's run through the gift ideas, shall we? Gift idea number one, a $100 Starbucks gift card.
I'd like that.
He is also considering for his birthday as a gift. Number two is a round of golf for him and Jerry.
All right. I can see that.
Is Jerry his buddy? Is that his golfing buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Idea number three, dinner for him and your mom at Hula's, which piqued my interest because that's one of my favorite spots. So choose wisely. He said choose wisely at the end there. And you better come through this year. Okay, Travis?
Okay, I guess the pressure's on, even that he's calling you guys.
This is so easy breezy.
This was like a cakewalk.
All right. Hey, Trav, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country, and we are very excited for your father's birthday this year.
However, I would say tread lightly because he did say to choose wisely, and that makes me feel like there is a right answer.
Oh, yeah.
And there's definitely a wrong answer.
This guy sounds like he has some great gift ideas.
They are fantastic.
Hey, while you're at it, Trav, my birthday's coming up August 5th.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a broke college kid.
Not anymore. We know you graduated.
No, you can't use that anymore. You're not allowed to.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Cheyenne, when you think of the best day of your life, if you could just put it in a snapshot, tell me exactly what you are doing.
I don't know if I can make that family friendly. Oh.
I like where your head's at.
It's too early for that.
I love it.
I will, in fact, treat myself. And my perfect day to treat myself is being able to wake up at whatever time my body naturally wakes up. So like 5 a.m. Because my body hates me. And I get up, I get dressed, I look all cute like I'm going out to brunch.
Yes.
But I'm not.
Oh.
In fact, I'm going to be at my favorite stores like TJ Maxx and Nordstrom's Rack right when they open. Because when they open, ain't nobody there.
Ooh.
No one's there. And I don't have my kids. An early rack attack with no kids. Ooh. By myself.
Yes.
And a coffee. And I love my kids. I love to go shopping with my kids.
Uh-huh.
Because my kids love to go shopping. But an early morning day at the very beginning of the store opening.
Yes.
With no kids.
I feel
that's
you.
My day.
I feel you on that.
For sure.
Okay. Future Mr. Cheyenne, write those things down because that's what she wants for Mother's Day. Okay, treat myself. I'm picturing it. Ready? Close your eyes.
Okay, close.
Not if you're driving right now.
Don't do that.
Picture a boat. I love boats.
Do you?
I love boats. I love watercraft.
Really?
Yes. I am a boataholic.
Oh, you learn something new every day.
There you go.
I didn't know that.
Buy me a boat. Okay. Chris Jansen.
I won't, but I love that for you.
So I'm on the lake. I'm on a boat. I'm lying down. I have a spare rib.
Ooh.
In one hand. In the other hand, I have a tequila club soda with a lime.
What's your favorite?
A nice refreshing spritzer of a cocktail. I have my wife sitting on my lap.
Mm.
This is me treating myself.
It's and, a very long day.
And she is whispering sweet nothings into my ear.
That's cute.
While we listen to Shaboozy.
And now since my eyes were closed envisioning that entire thing, I can see you gnawing on your rib with your wife on your lap.
Yes, listening to Shaboozy. All right, producer AB Baby, treat yourself.
All right, so you turn off the alarm so you can wake up whenever you want.
Yes. Treat yourself.
And then you wake up and you have zero responsibilities.
Ooh, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
And that's it.
That's it. Okay.
Treat yourself. Love that for you.
All right, Camel Nation, you know the drill. 602-894-5653. It's a day to treat yourself. All right, so Brianna and Gilbert, what is the perfect treat yourself day for you?
Okay, now this might sound counterintuitive to some people, but my treat yourself day, my favorite thing, my favorite moment in a day when I'm treating myself is when I don't have the kids, they're at home, someone's watching them, and I have all the time in the world to deep clean my car. I take all the car seats out.
Ooh.
I vacuum all those nasty little kids' crumbs up. I clean the glass, and I listen to my little podcast, my little music, and it just zens me out.
I actually really understand that. It's not my version of a treat yourself day, but I understand why it is for
you.
Hold
up.
What?
You mean to tell me that if I was to give my wife the opportunity to clean something, that she would enjoy that?
Well,
you mean to tell me that all I needed to do all these years, instead of the shopping sprees at Fashion Square, the massages at the Princess Hotel, I just needed to give her a little time to clean something?
Your wife? No.
Oh, okay.
This is to each your own moment. To each their own.
Ah, okay. All right. All right.
Well, I always feel like I come home with like a brand new car. So I do feel like I'm treating myself to a new vehicle every so often. When they do this.
No, it sounds delightful.
If only everybody were that simple.
Yeah,
I like it. Good for you.
Thank you. Try it sometime. Try it. I recommend it.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Oh, you know what I think I'm going to do when I get home today,
ooh,
Cheyenne?
Oh, tell me.
I'm going to take a nap.
That sounds phenomenal. not be interrupted?
Your boy has not been able to take a nap in years. Can you play with me, Dad?
Hey, Dad, you want to play some Legos?
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Oh, Krista from Florence, I hear you got an amen this morning.
I do. Today is my last day of school, and my summer vacation begins at noon.
Ho!
Can I get an amen?
Amen. That's awesome. Well, you enjoy your summer vacation.
Thank you. I will.
What do you do on summer vacation? Do you get like a secondary job so you're not just like sitting at home?
No, we go swimming all day.
Oh,
Yeah, I was going to say,
that life.
Krista camps out in Florence, and she's never to be seen again until July 28th.
Well, enjoy your summer, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Michael and Phoenix, what do you want to name in for this morning?
About my job. I've been with them almost a year, and I like doing what I do.
I love that.
Do you want to be a little more specific as to what you do there, Michael?
I'm a non-emergency medical transport driver for people in wheelchairs.
Bless you. Because that is actually crazy important.
Yeah, I pick them up, take them to their doctor's office, or pick them up from their doctors and take them home.
That's awesome.
I love that.
So, how many horsepower you got in there, rig?
Just a little Dodge fan.
I love that.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Man.
Call us up and let us know what you're celebrating in your life, big or small, right now.
602-894-5653.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, Camel Country. Hello!
Oh, my gosh. Good morning.
Good morning. I had to say good morning to Gabe first because I forgot him last time.
You mean Abe?
Oh, Abe. Producer Abe, baby. Yes.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
And hi, Nico. Hi, Cheyenne.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. Who is this and where are you calling us from?
This is Gabby from Chandler.
Gabby again. Gabby, well, it's a good thing you're calling us right now because you're call number 8. Congratulations.
Yeah, Gabby.
All right. You ready to play The Secret Sound?
I am.
We do it every morning, 7:30 during the weekdays, and you could win a pretty serious prize.
If you can guess it, you're going to get 6 VIP tickets to the Camel Koozie concert to see Sam Hunt up close and personal on July 9th.
All right, Gabby, let's do it.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Gabby in Chandler. Congratulations not only on getting through again, but another stab at The Secret Sound. Here it is.
Gabby, what do you think The Secret Sound is?
Okay, I think it's a magic bullet blender. Trying to like crush ice to make like a margarita smoothie or something.
Ooh, I love a good daiquiri or a frozen cocktail.
That sounds delightful at 7:30 in the morning. I'm not going to lie.
Gabby and Chandler. No, it is not an ice blending cocktail machine maker. But dang. That sounds good.
But
you're
I
on
do
the right
get
track.
It. I do yeah. get it because a bullet, if you've been following along with the clues, the bullet, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it.
And the 3 ways to get it done, high, medium, or pulse.
Oh, man.
She's doing her research.
You're getting good. Ah, shoot. I should not have said that. Okay, but anyway, I will say thank you for playing. Happy Friday. Enjoy your weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Attention, Sealy Posturepedic, Brooklyn Bedding, Mattress Firm.
I feel like we needed the breaking news music right ahead of that.
What other places are there that need to be notified?
Sleep number, yeah.
Okay.
Purple?
Producer AB Baby needs a new mattress, and he's going through some very unconventional means of finding one.
Right?
I wouldn't say that.
It's not a full consideration. Can you explain what you possibly could be considering?
The way you framed it made it sound like I went out and said, hey, anybody got a used-ass mattress?
So you're saying that's not what happened?
No, it came up in conversation, and somebody offered it to me, and I was, so basically somebody I know is getting rid of one, or they're replacing one in their mm-hmm. guest bedroom, that type of thing. And so it's not heavily used, but it is used, and it's a little nicer than what I was shopping for.
Right.
So okay. across my
so
mind,
you could get a nice discount on that.
But yeah,
being that
time.
The retail is way higher than what you're looking at right now.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know, man.
That might be a good move.
I think that here's the thing. Before I say this, I need to start with saying, if you're in the position where your only option is to buy a used mattress.
Yeah.
We totally understand that.
Oh, for sure.
Literally, the mattress I'm sleeping on, I bought in 2020 for $190. Okay?
There you go.
Middle of COVID. It was off of Wayfair, and it was literally the cheapest thing that they had. So I understand having to, like, buy a mattress within your means. That being said, the fact that you know this person, and you know it hasn't been used on a lot, yeah, in all the ways.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think that's something I could do.
No smoking in the room, pets, no. All that stuff. Like, you got to consider that.
Yeah, it's actually quite nice.
So
doesn't sound so bad.
Struggle here.
I just never considered a used mattress before. It just seems so like such a personal item.
It is a very personal item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time on your bed.
That's like buying used underwears.
Is it though?
Kind of. They're pretty intimate things.
Are they sleeping in the nakey on it?
I don't know.
That's true.
Even if they were, I would hope there's a sheet.
So then it's really, it's like,
one can wish. One can wish.
You know, sheets, the underwear of the mattress world.
I think since you know the person, honestly, I don't have an issue. I would not judge you or say anything if you were like, oh, I bought it off my buddy. It was their spare bedroom mattress that hardly got used.
Even if I said yes, I'd probably take it to my grave.
You ain't telling nobody.
It sounds like a good deal, though.
I don't know. Mattresses are expensive.
How much do they want for the used mattress?
We haven't discussed price yet.
What size is it?
It's a queen.
Okay.
Well, queen.
A queen, a brand new queen mattress, you're going to look at $800-$900 minimum.
Probably, right?
Easily. Yeah.
So if they're like $400, take it home.
Tell them, okay. Tell them, hey, I'm going to make you a deal you can't refuse. $200
cash today.
Cash.
I'll make you a mixtape.
There we go.
You can have it. Just take it. I just want the tape.
We should start a new company. Mixtapes for mattresses.
Sounds like a great slogan, and I like
it. Send us your mattress. We'll make you a mixtape. Let us know how it goes.
If it's a no, I'll let you know.
Check
if
out you don't the mattress. Anything, why don't you tell him, can I borrow it for a day and just sleep at his house?
You got a
can
free
I have
trial
a 90
period?
Day return period?
I mean, because a brand new one would.
Yeah, a brand new one would.
Yeah, just go sleep at his crib for a day.
I'm going to stay the night.
Show up with a duffel bag, and he's like, oh, I thought you were going to take it to your place.
For real, though, what if you have the best sleep of your life?
You might.
And you wake up and go, sold.
Done. Taking it home.
Sold.
It's possible.
And you want to throw in some bacon and eggs? I'll pay for that, too. Mm-hmm. Would you, Camel Nation, buy a used mattress? It's a question mark for me, too. Depending on the price. 602-894-5653. You can call us. You can text us at that number. 602-894-5653. Producer AB Baby, thinking about purchasing a used mattress that was offered up to him by his friend. He said it was in his guest room. It's not used all that much. It's a great deal, and it's a great mattress.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to turn to the Camel Nation and see what they think about this.
I like it. Hey, Kelly and Florence, what do you have to say about Abe buying a used mattress?
So I'm okay with it if it's, you know, in his situation, it was a guest room bed, probably hasn't been slept on that much.
Right.
If it was like somebody's daily sleeper, absolutely not.
Right.
But if it's something that, you know, they were using for on occasion when people came over and they're just looking to upgrade, then by all means, go for it.
All right. That's valid.
Yep.
Okay. So, Abe, what are you going to do?
The jury's still out. But I do appreciate your testimony.
Lisa and Gilbert, what do you have to say about this?
So, used mattress, no, I wouldn't buy one, but I heard this like 20 years ago when I was shopping for a mattress, mm-hmm. and I read this article when I was doing all the research, and they said, why do you like go cheap on a mattress? You spend a third of your life on a mattress that dictates the other two thirds of your life, mm-hmm. and how you feel and are, you know, can get by on those two thirds. And I was like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. And when you break it down, like a 10-year mattress, you know, what the cost of that is, it's like $10 a month, you know, $20 a month.
Honestly, I feel this, though.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Okay, time out, Mr. Almost half a century.
Like, I don't buy this at all. It's a mattress scam. That's what that is. It's a mat scam.
What?
It's a mat scam.
Tell me your logic.
Right now I can feel it in my body. Like, I need better sleep.
You are sleeping. Okay? You're not even paying attention.
You're
unconscious.
No. Okay.
It doesn't matter what you're lying on, as long as it's comfy.
This is just you wanting to argue.
Alert. Spoiler alert, I was born in the 1900s, and now my neck and back are feeling it. So I need better sleep. I'm okay with spending a little more, so I understand this perspective.
He does too. Don't let him fool you. Don't let him fool you.
I don't like this mumbo jumbo. I think I may have a birthday party this year, y'all.
Do you normally not have a birthday party?
I'll be honest with you. For the past 6 years, I've been going to Benihana.
Okay.
That's just my jam.
Delightful.
Super fun.
I'm game for a birthday sake bomb.
But I think it's ready for a par. I think I'm ready for a party.
Okay.
Now, the problem is my birthday is on August 5th. Write that down, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to send gifts, we will be at Van Buren. What's our new address?
42-something.
42-something Van Buren. 4129 Van Buren Street. Send packages there. Attention, Nico. Happy birthday. So it's on a Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
I love a little Taco Tuesday, yeah. But I also don't like to force people to have a party and have a good time when we all have to work the next day.
Middle of the week.
Yeah. My wife, on the other hand, has no problem totally derailing everyone's week because her birthday was on a Thursday, but it was the greatest birthday party ever.
Yeah.
So I can't knock her for that, but also it was on a Thursday. So it's kind of like throwing a wedding on New Year's Eve.
1,000%. Also, if I may, proposing on a holiday or your birthday. No.
No.
Don't steal that day.
Don't steal that day.
Don't like that.
So, having a birthday on a Tuesday.
Okay, yeah.
So
what's your qualm?
Do I throw the birthday the weekend prior to it? Like, on that Friday or Saturday? Or do I do
it on Sunday?
Do I do it the following week? What do I do? Because, obviously, after that, my birthday's going to be over. Technically, my birthday will be over after Tuesday, but it will just be a day of celebration of me, which I'm also happy with.
I would say because your birthday falls where it falls and the weekend prior does fall into August, I would probably do the weekend prior.
Also, good point here.
Yeah.
The following weekend is the 9th on Saturday, and we will be extremely busy with work.
That's right.
We are going to be throwing out the first pitch, and there's another concert. Chris Stapleton. It's Chris Stapleton.
It is. Chris Stapleton is. I would go weekend before.
Weekend before.
Weekend before.
Okay.
And then we can have a secondary celebration of the D-backs game.
There we go.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay. So my party's going to be at my house if anybody would like to come.
Putting it on the calendar.
I think it's been. So that's okay, though, right?
I think so.
You can do that. Like, it's not
it's
yet
only
my
a
birthday.
Couple of days.
And yet I'm still celebrating my birthday.
Yeah.
And at one point, do you stop having birthday parties?
Never. I just started celebrating my birthday as an adult, literally this year. So
I love it.
I will forever celebrate my birthday.
Okay, so it's happening.
Yes.
All right.
You're having a 47th birthday party.
Ugh. No, can we just have a birthday party?
No. Nope.
You threw the year on it
that? I did.
All right, I'll see you there. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right, Camel Nation, I got to air out some grievances real quick.
Okay.
I was in the HOV lane going home yesterday, traveling at a pretty decent rate of speed. And it's also, obviously, the high occupancy vehicle lane.
Yes.
Which, this was between the HOV hours, because that's when I commute home.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not breaking any laws. But as I was cruising down up the HOV on the 17... I'm coming up to a vehicle that is traveling at a much slower rate than I.
Stop.
Annoyingly in the HOV. So I'm like, oh man, dude, just move. Oh, you're not. Oh, clearly you're not going to move over. I am on your bump city.
Mm-mm.
I can smell your aftershave from where I am right now.
No!
That's how close I am to you.
No.
So I'm like, I'm going to have to go around him. So I wait for my opportunity, obviously, because you can't just pass on the right all willy-nilly. You
gotta
make sure it's clear.
Yes.
So as I'm coming around his vehicle, right, start to get even with him, I notice that this gentleman is now rolling with his windows all down, which immediately tells me that this man is in no rush. Anybody who has put down their windows is either out of AC or they are just chilling in life and they don't care.
Driving Miss Daisy.
I also noticed that this man is bald. That doesn't really bother me too much, but it also makes me think, is he really old or is he wiry?
There is so much happening in your brain in these split seconds.
Absolutely. Yeah. It all comes at you quickly.
Yes.
You got to make a lot of estimations before you open your mouth. I notice he's wearing a tank top. Again, not a killer for me.
Okay.
Not intimidating at all, but you never know. Some loose gooses wear tank tops.
Yeah.
And then I notice he's got a toothpick in his mouth.
Oh.
And I knew at that time to keep my damn mouth shut.
What is it about the toothpick in the mouth?
I don't know, Cheyenne.
I don't either.
But I was about to give this McGillicuddy so much lip for going slow, because I am that guy. But right when I saw that toothpick, I said, no, no, my friend.
Not today.
Not today. Today, we live.
The toothpick is what did it for you.
Absolutely, 100%.
What is it about the toothpick?
I have no idea.
It's funny because when you said that, I instantly knew that the toothpick was your I'm not going to mess with this guy thing.
Yep, that was it.
And I get it. The thing is that I get it,
he was
but
slouched.
Why?
He was slouched in the seat. And he had a big goatee.
Oh, he was leaning?
He was gangsta leaning.
Oh.
But that toothpick, I'll tell you what, that's
the
sign
did
of a,
it.
That's a sign of a guy who has nothing to lose.
Maybe that's what it is. I think you nailed it.
That is the sign of anybody rolling around with a toothpick in their mouth, and I'm talking not coming out of the PF Chang's going like picking stuff out of their mouth.
No, it's an accessory.
If you literally have it as a fashion statement.
Like it's a part of who you are.
I ain't playing with you.
Every store from this moment on is going to be sold out of toothpicks.
Yeah, that man has made some agreements with some dangerous people. And I know it. I know it. I know it. So I'm not, I did not say a thing.
I probably would have made the same judgment call.
I believe after I saw the toothpick, I looked over at him and went, you can do whatever you want.
In fact, I'm going to get back behind you because getting in front of you would be rude.
Would you mind? What? Would you mind? May I? I don't know. It's just some people like that. You never know. You never know. That's and I've had to learn to keep my mouth shut.
It was the toothpick.
It was the toothpick. 602-894-5653. Camel Nation, hit us up. Talking about people you just don't play with. You know, I came across this character. I felt like giving him a little road rage situation. I felt like maybe speaking up a little and be like, hey, get out of the HOV. And then like, immediately, I did not say a word. We got Gary in Surprise on the phone. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're good. Thank you for asking.
What type of character did you run into that you were like, oh, I ain't messing with that person?
For me, all right. Yeah, you know, you're probably going to get a lot of calls about like the big, you know, muscular, tough looking dude, you know, with like the sunglasses and tattoos, bald head, whatever. You know what I mean? But for me, I got to be honest with you. I was at Walmart and there's this woman. She's a mom and she's carrying her baby. And her baby is like on her, you know, she's holding her baby on her hip, you know, and man, that baby, you could just tell, like, it's got a dirty diaper, you know, its feet are dirty. I mean, it's like, you know.
I know the baby you speak of.
She's got her baby in one hand. She's got a box of diapers in the other hand. She's trying to get through the line. Her hair is all messed up.
Aww.
She looks overwhelmed and frustrated. And she's just like, she just looks like she is just out, you know, and like, she's just trying to, she just steps up into the line. I like moved out of her way immediately. I'm like, I am not messing with this woman.
Mess like, with the mom who's so disheveled that she looks like she's going to snap at the wrong movement.
Oh, my God. She looks like she was about to just take out the whole Walmart, man. I'm like, and I know, man. I know how sometimes, you know, the stress of, like, you know, with the kids can get and everything, you know. So I'm just like, yeah, I am not being any, I am not going to contribute to her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know? That woman was not to be played with, Gary. She
the
was
wind
not
changes.
To be played with.
Ma'am, you go ahead. You go ahead, you know.
That's hilarious.
You know, she didn't even say nothing, man. She just nodded at me and checked out her and left, you know. But, man, oh, my God, she just had that look, you know, that frustration look, man.
She nodded at you like, that was a good choice.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be honest with you, Gary. Congratulations. You got out of there alive. Well, 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 look at the time. Cheyenne has passed out. Cheyenne, wake up. It's not over just yet. We still have to say adios, amigos.
I love you so much. Bye.
Have a great weekend. We love you. We appreciate you. If you want to check out the show all weekend long, you can on our Audacy app.
It
download
is free,
it now.
So go get it.
It's spelled AUDACY. I know. People always ask, well, why isn't it just Camel in the app store. I'm like, yeah, well, we have a big company that owns us. And they're like, no, it's not going to just be Camel because we're going to use one app for the entire country.
Yeah.
So that's where you have to find us.
Yeah.
So
AUDACY. It's free. You can find it in all of your app stores.
Yep. Search Nico and Cheyenne. Also search Nico and Cheyenne on Instagram so you can follow along for the bachelor party weekend adventures of Nico sitting on his couch.
It sounds really exciting. I will not be having a bachelorette weekend, but I will too be sitting on my couch. Yeah.
I'm doing nothing. Plus it's going to be 108 on Sunday.
Oof.
Locally here in Phoenix. So buckle up for that, y'all.
Yeah, I'll be watching Harry Potter all weekend. I feel like that's on my agenda.
I'll come over. We eat popcorn.
You know what? That sounds like a great plan. You can come binge Harry Potter with me.
All right. Have a great weekend. We will catch you back here on Monday with the same secret sound. So
ain't nobody guessed it.
Have a great weekend. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.